We continue with our Donovan West locker room chat. It's brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire. Brandon Tamman joined now by Mustangs boys basketball coach. That is Derek Shelton. Coach, you wrapped up the regular season Tuesday, 57-36, a loss at Troy, and Troy certainly playing well down the stretch here. But, you know, how would you assess that regular season finale on Tuesday night?
Yeah, Troy's playing really well right now. But for us, you know, we just turned the ball over too much last night. Looked a little tired, I thought, there in the third quarter. And, you know, for us to be successful, we know we've got to be able to handle the ball and limit our turnovers, which we did not do last night.
How would you assess the regular season as a whole? I know there were certainly some opportunities to get some wins, maybe that you kind of fell short at some points throughout the year, and the TVL being, I think, very, very solid from top to bottom once again. You know, it's always tough middle of the season playing in that TVL tournament and very familiar with most of the schedule, but how would you just kind of assess the regular season as a whole?
Yeah, playing in the TVL, you know, it's you can't really judge your season off wins and losses. We had some chances in some games where we kind of let some go, but I think overall as the seasons went on, we've continued to get better. You know, being a younger group and some kids that didn't go out last year, and they've come to work every day, and we just keep getting better. And, you know, we've set ourselves up with a chance, you know, we've talked about all year, of, you know, giving ourselves a chance that first round of sub-state to go out and, you know, get a win, and I think we've done that for tomorrow night.
So let's take a look at just kind of how the sub-state bracket looks. And Troy, the top seed, you guys are hosting, you know, this sub-state, but a game against Troy once again. So you see him Tuesday night. Now you get him in a win and move on, lose, you go home situation. Bishop Seabury Academy, also the two seed. They'll take on Onega, and then Burlingame taking on Northern Heights. That is the 3-6 matchup in those opening rounds on a Thursday night. But do you like the fact that you get another opportunity at Troy? Would you have preferred to see maybe one of those teams that you're not familiar with? How do you kind of look at this and how it kind of breaks out that way?
No, for us, I mean, we kind of were looking forward to getting another chance at Troy here and playing them twice in 3 days. You know, kind of last night, we were kind of just a lot of base stuff. You know, we got some wrinkles that we've got thrown in, been working on that we'll throw out there tomorrow night and see what happens. And, you know, I think it's easier on our kids too when you're playing the same team back to back. The scouts makes it easier than trying to transition with only one day to a new team that we haven't seen this year.
There it is, Donovan West, boys basketball coach. That is Derek Shelton joining us again, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. They'll get Troy for the second time in 3 days. This time it's in the first round of the Class 1A D1 Sub-State Tournament. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow night against Troy, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, thanks.